Coming up on episode number 1075, it's tribute time, cover story time, a couple of them for you today. First off, Tion, better known as T-Boz from the band TLC, is celebrating a birthday this week, as is Giorgio Moroder, electronica and synth performer, producer, just all-around great musician extraordinaire. We're going to be celebrating both artists with tributes to their music as well as covers by both of those artists. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rough.
From Coverville for a Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to the award-winning Coverville podcast. Just last week, about a week ago, week and a day ago, I was in Las Vegas for the New Media Expo and the Podcast Awards, where once again, for the fourth straight year, I brought home the music, PodSafe Music category award. And it's not thanks to me, it's thanks to you. It's thanks to the people who are listening to the sound of my voice right now because of their support, their diligence in going to the Podcast Awards website, nominating the show, and then voting for the show when it came up. So you guys are awesome. The award goes to you. I hope you were able to watch the Podcast Awards and actually see me go up on stage and irritate everybody by going up there four times. For various shows, The Morning Stream, Film Sack, and also accepted on behalf of the fine folks from The Instance. Got the award right here. Hold up for the cameras. There you go, people. Enjoy. Thank you. That's that is due to you. And thank you so much for all of your support. And I will continue to hopefully provide to you the same level of quality that you've come to expect over the past 10-plus years of Coverville. Thank you again. One last big expression of gratitude for all of you listeners. Thank you so much for all your support, your contributions, your recommendations, your requests. I would not be able to do this show without all of the feedback and requests that I get from you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, on with the show. And like I mentioned, Tion Watkins, better known as T-Boz, one of the three members of TLC, the hip-hop girl group TLC. She's turning 45 this week. As a matter of fact, the same day that Giorgio Moroder, producer, electronic enthusiast, keyboard maestro. How many different adjectives can I come up with to describe what a great musician and influence Giorgio Moroder has been? If you are a fan at all of Daft Punk, then you know, they owe their sound, a lot of it, to an influence of Giorgio Moroder. And if you like soundtracks from the 80s, you'd be surprised how much stuff you listen to that Giorgio produced. So, let's get to it. Let's get to a bunch of great Giorgio stuff. We'll start off with a cover by Giorgio Moroder, kind of get you in the mood here, with a cover he produced, an electronic cover that he produced way back in 1977. This is his cover of Beethoven's Für Elise, and it is called Classically Elise.
Thank you. saw you smile till it was time to go, time to go away. Sometimes it's hard to recognize love comes as a surprise, and it's too late, it's just too late to stay, too late to stay. We'll always be together, however far it seems. We'll always be together,
Little Boots from her album Illuminations from 2009, and what a fantastic album that was. A cover of Freddie Mercury's Love Kills. I almost said that the name of the song was Little Boots, which would have been redundant. Little Boots and Love Kills. That was a song that was part of the soundtrack to Metropolis. Now, the original black and white silent film Metropolis got an overhaul in the 80s with a new soundtrack with stuff like Blondie and Billy Squire and that track there by Freddie Mercury, the original version of that track by Freddie Mercury, all with production by Giorgio Moroder. Really, really cool soundtrack and a really cool project, actually, something worth checking out. Especially if you've never seen the original, that's probably a really good way to see it, is that redone version or I don't know what you want to call it, because it took the original footage. It was using the original footage, and if I remember correctly, it was even colorized with kind of a duotone tint to it. It was really, really cool. Love Kills right there by Little Boots from her album Illuminations. Cat People, Putting Out Fire, that originally done by David Bowie for the movie Cat People. That was performed there by the Breakaways from the 2011 tribute to David Bowie called Ziggy Played Surf Guitar. And as you can imagine, yeah, it's all surf guitar covers of David Bowie tracks. Nadia, right before that, from Hollywood Mon Amour from 2008, with a cover of Together in Electric Dreams, the title track to the soundtrack to the film Electric Dreams, which featured vocals by Phil Oakey from the Human League and Giorgio Moroder. More of a fun song than a fun movie to watch, although I guess for its time it was really cool. It was about a computer that fell in love with its owner. And this was right during the very beginning of the technology boom of computers being, you know, home computers being the thing. This guy brings home this computer and it ends up falling in love with him. Man, the more I talk about that movie, the more perfect I think it would be for Film Sack. I wonder if it's streaming anywhere. And we began that set with classically Elise 77, cover of the Beethoven piece. And that was covered there by the subject of this cover story, Giorgio Moroder. You'll find that on the Best of Giorgio Moroder. And what you want to do is look for the 4-disc set of the Best of Giorgio Moroder. Because, boy, has that got some great synthy goodness on it. Man, that is a great, great anthology to pick up. 4 discs, about 13, 14 songs on each disc, and I've been fully immersing myself in it for the last few days, just loving it. All right, let's get to another set of music now. Cat People and Electric Dreams, good examples of some of the soundtrack work that Giorgio was responsible for. Let's do a whole set of great soundtrack covers that he was responsible for. So many different movies, and you'll be surprised at what movies he was involved in. This one won't surprise you, though. You probably already knew this, that he and Limahl, frontman for Kaja Gugu, worked together on the soundtrack to The Neverending Story and the title song, covered right here by Omar Lopez from the 2004 album Forever Red. Here is Neverending Story.
Yeah. I have cried silent tears full of pride in a world made of steel, made of stone, where I hear the music, close my wrap around, take off.
Ferdinand live with a cover of Blondie's Call Me from the soundtrack to American Gigolo. The original was from the soundtrack to American Gigolo, which Giorgio produced. That version right there comes from the Warchild Presents Heroes CD from 2009. The Proto Men right before that from the cover up, the original motion picture soundtrack to a movie that never existed. Came out in 2015, a great cover album of, like I said, soundtrack songs. All assembled into the soundtrack of a movie that doesn't exist, and that was their cover of Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone from Top Gun. Also from Top Gun, a cover of Take My Breath Away. Now, that was the original demo that was recorded by Martha Davis from the Motels for the movie. Giorgio Moroder contacted her first and said, hey, you know, let me hear you sing vocals on this. And then she sang it. She recognized immediately that it was going to be a hit. And then Giorgio also asked Terry Nunn of Berlin to record a version. It's funny that song gets attributed to Berlin, the band, because when you hear that demo version, when you hear that version right there by the Motels, you realize that it's basically Giorgio Moroder production with Terry Nunn vocals. In this case, Giorgio and Martha Davis from the Motels. Very little sound there, actually different from the version that's attributed to Berlin, which kind of goes to show you how much he had involved in that track. The Motels and the demo version of Take My Breath Away. Hollywood Mona Moore again with Yael Naim from the Grey's Anatomy soundtrack, a cover of Irene Cara's Flashdance, and Omar Lopez from the Forever Red album from 2004 with a cover of Neverending Story, which was sung by Lamal from Kaja Gugu and produced by, you guessed it, Giorgio Moroder. How many times have I said his name on today's show? Is there anyone keeping count? Well, I'm going to say it a bunch more times. One of the people that Giorgio worked with the most was Donna Summer. A lot of her biggest hits were songs that were produced by Giorgio. And as I was getting songs together for this set, I realized how many of these covers actually played on the Donna Summer tribute that I did a few episodes ago. I think it was episode, if you want to look back, I think it's episode 871 is an entire Donna Summer tribute. And you'll hear a lot of covers of songs there of her hits, most of which the original versions were produced by Giorgio. This was one of the songs I did include on that set. So let's go ahead and play it. It is Bad Girls performed by Jamiroquai. Another live track for you. This one with help from Anastasia. This one comes from his album Corner of the Earth, or their album, because JK is the lead singer of Jamiroquai. Here is Jamiroquai and their cover of Bad Girls.
Bye. Looking for a lover who needs another.
That's how it ends right there. Giorgio Moroder, I think that's part one of a two-part release on that same CD. Nights in White Satin, performed there by Giorgio Moroder, a cover of the Moody Blues. He released that one in 1976, and there is a part one and a part two on that album. So I imagine that that probably feeds right into part two. Although it's funny, on my copy, there are just two tracks called Nights in White Satin. So, well, there you go. Before that, Inara George joining, I should say, Inara George. I could probably pronounce that one with a hard G, right? Joining Dengue Fever for the cover of I Feel Love from their 2009 EP Radio Dance Floor. Juliet Lyons right before that with a cover of Hot Stuff stripped down on her 2013 release Summertime is How to Live. And Jamiroquai at the top of that set, a little three-song Donna Summer cover set from the Corner of the Earth single. You'll find that cover of Bad Girls live performed with Anastasia. one more set, and it's really just one song because it's a fairly long song, but in addition to Donna Summer, Giorgio Moroder also worked with Sparks, one of my favorite bands, Sparks, and really just on one album. I think it might have been a pair of albums. They might have been Terminal Jive as well, but I know primarily it was Number One in Heaven, the album Number One in Heaven, and one of the tracks on that, of course, was a close to title track called The Number One Song in Heaven. This cover is about 7.5 minutes long. It's by the band Parallax. It is awesome, but I wanted to kind of include it on its own and a set by itself. It's from their 2013 album Recovery, and it's got that Giorgio sound slathered all over it, and of course that Sparks feel as well. Here is Parallax and their cover of The Number One Song in Heaven. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this. One Song in Heaven, performed by Parallax, cover of the song by Sparks. You'll find that version on the 2013 Recovery CD, and it's just so damn good. I love Sparks anyway, so hearing that cover just puts a big smile on my face. All right, we're done with Giorgio Moroder covers. Let's move on to a really quick set. Because we want to celebrate the birthday of T-Boz, Teyon Watkins, one of the performers, one of the singers in the band TLC, and I figured it was a good time to do a TLC mini cover story, three tracks. We're going to start things off with a cover of No Scrubs, of course, this one performed by Christine Parker from her 2013 album Looking Glass. Here is No Scrubs.
Scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine. He's also known as a buster. He's always talking about what he wants while he sits on his broke ass. So, no, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. No, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, I don't want none of your time. No, I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me, oh, whoa, whoa. No, no, Scrum is checking me when his game is kind of weak. Now that he cannot approach me, so I'm looking like glass, he's looking like trash. Can't get with no deadbeat ass, so no, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine, no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. I don't want none of your time. I don't want no scrum. Scrum is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me, oh. Whoa, oh. No, no. With me, with no money. Oh no, I don't want no, 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 no. No, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. No, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, I don't want none of your time. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me, oh. Oh, oh. No, no.
For temptation, but he just can't see. He gives him love and that his body can't handle. All he can say is, baby, is good to me. One day he goes, takes a glimpse in the mirror, and he doesn't recognize his own face.
seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms are coming on, leaving our chasing out one God-given ray. Say because my life is 10 shades of gray, I pay all 10 fade away, selling praising for a sunny days. Like his promises, truly my faith could undo many chances I blew to bring me life anew. Clear and blue and unconditional skies, dreaded tears from my eyes, no more lonely cries. Only beating up for the ones who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's the blame of shooting Cain into your own vein? What a shame you shoot a name for someone else's brain. Claim the insane and pray the stain, time to fall and pray to crime. Say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hope is coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me and you. Oh, Jesus.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Be sick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Be sick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Thank you.
TLC with a cover of Prince's If I Was Your Girlfriend. Very interesting when you hear that song kind of flipped gender-wise, because Prince wrote that kind of jealous over the relationship that his fiancée, and I can't remember her name, had with her sister, Wendy, Wendy Melvoin, part of Wendy and Lisa. Very interesting song, hearing it, you know, being sung by a woman. Very, very, I don't know, style changing. If I Was Your Girlfriend, covered there by TLC from their 1994 album, Crazy Sexy Cool. Before that, you heard Darby O'Gill from the Traditional Irish Dance Music Volume 1 CD from 2004 with a cover of Waterfalls, and Christine Parker starting us off in that set from her album Looking Glass from 2013 and a cover of No Scrubs. That, my friends, is going to bring us to the end of another show. Before I go, I want to tell you, though, really quickly about a Kickstarter. There's just about a week left on this, and we need it to fund. It's got to fund. So please go to tiny.cc/StarWarsJazz and contribute however much you want. $10 gets you a copy of the album as soon as it's available. So that's the very least amount that, actually, you can donate less than that, but you won't get anything in return. You'll get it. You'll get a CD, or you'll get the audio downloads for just a $10 donation. So please go check it out. It's tiny.cc/StarWarsJazz, or just go to Kickstarter and do a search for Star Wars Jazz. It's the brand new Andrew Allen album called Live from the Cantina. It's jazz and soul covers of all the music from Star Wars. Great, great stuff. And I've heard the rough cuts, and I can't wait to release these upon the world. So please help make it a reality. That's over there on Kickstarter. All right, that is going to do it for this show. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests@coverville.com. Call the request line. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. And you can also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Go check out the site today. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they'll always join you in electric dreams.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.